Hey, what's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here, coming to you live in the studio of the actual Brandon Show. This is where everything takes place. This is where I make the magic happen. But happy Thursday. Holy shit, you're surviving another week. Look at you go. It was my Monday on Wednesday. Wednesday's my Monday. Can you keep up with that shit? And I'm just gonna fill you guys in a little bit about my day before I jump into our actual topic, okay? Because I feel like it's therapeutic for me, and maybe you can learn something from what I share. But tonight at work, it was really fucking slow. I work in like a tourist town, okay? So really, it's people that come in from Chicago on vacation, so we're really like jiving in the summer. And then what happens kind of in the off season, that's what they call this, the fall, I get to meet a lot of regulars and local people. So I had this couple come in tonight. I had two couples come in tonight. That's how exciting my bar was. Like, I'm literally not exaggerating. Two couples that sat in my zone tonight, in my energy. And the first one, like, I could just tell she had been crying for days. For days, for days, for days. Like, she was gutted. I don't know what it was. I still don't know what it was. But I just felt their energy was pretty heavy and they're exhausted. They're exhausted. So I'm taking care of them and her husband gets a phone call and I just went up and asked her if I could hug her. And when I tell you, she just fell into me like it was like insane. And she cried and she said, I said, you just look sad. Could I give you a hug? And she's like, I'm devastated. I'm really sad. And I just let her cry. And part of what I tell myself, because this isn't the first time I've done this, okay? I hug strangers for fun. But the rule is, and it's one of those things of like, I'm gonna give you guys some parenting advice as I'm saying this. When you are hugging someone and you're wanting to like just let them know that you're a safe place. Maybe not like a selfish hug, but just like you're there, right? This is how I hug my kids. You always let them let go first. That's how it goes. That's the rule of like hugging random people is like you let them go first. And I know it was just a few, probably not even a full minute, but it felt like forever that she just cried there. And then, I said some words of wisdom. I don't even know what the fuck I said. But then I didn't bring it up the rest of the night. They enjoyed their evening. They had some cocktails. They had some food. They packed food to go because she's like, we're not cooking. So, I mean, if I could read a room, I'm going to say, someone or something died. Okay. That meant a lot to them. And the reason I'm saying this is because it's important to learn to read a room for one, but I made an impact in their life and they saw that. So before they left, he gives me a wad of cash well beyond the 20% that I claim on their tab and just said, thank you for seeing us. Thank you for seeing us. I could have been at work making this night about me, about, well, I was. You guys, I went live. I did some emails. I did some, bitch, I got your shit up for Listen, Bitch. If you guys are not in my Listen, Bitch Facebook group, I went ahead and posted some more journal prompts. So you guys are live in there. I've got you taken care of for next week as well. But I did that stuff. My point is, I could have been there like, oh my God, I have a million things to do. And let me tell you, I was at first. Okay. You guys think Brandon Lynette might have her shit together. This is part of where you get to see the real truth. I don't have my shit together. This morning for me was fucking chaos. And I was on the phone majority of it, just like putting out fires. Okay. There's family drama. Family drama, guys, family drama. And I just wanted to make a space for my husband to feel good and for, things to kind of move forward. So I was on the phone a lot and just kind of I had to meditate about some things and all the things. And it kind of like fucked up the whole trajectory of my day, right? Because I tell you guys, I have a routine. I do this, then I do this, then I do this with the girls. And I'm going to tell you, like, it just fucked up my day, okay? But not in a bad way. So I caught myself at work before this couple came in, before I got to be in their energy. I caught myself like freaking myself out, okay? Because I was like, I'm a whole day behind. You guys, I have a cake project. Remember this, okay? Today was baking day, where I actually bake the cakes that I'm going to stack on Saturday night, because today and tomorrow I'm bartending and Saturday day I'm bartending. So I have a mental note of like, okay, I just have to have these cakes done and baked by this day. I also had plans because I homeschool, right? And I have this program for the baby. She's starting to kind of really embrace wanting to learn and do the thing. So I have these two little kits from her that we got from, I think it was like ABC Mouse or something. And she's asked me every day, Mommy, can we do this? Mommy, can we do this? And you guys, I keep putting it off. And today was her day. I'm like, man, we're going to do this after I get my workout in. And like, it was just part of the plan. And that got derailed. And so you know what I was doing? This is what I was doing, right? I don't just preach the stuff. I have to take myself through it, okay? Because growth is fucking linear. Learning the lesson is linear. Like, it's not like you have your shit together for one thing and that applies to everything in your fucking life. Listen, bitch. I was sitting there beating myself up, feeling sorry for myself, like sick, just like, fuck, what am I going to do? I started stressing about shit I can't control. I couldn't control what happened today, not if I really wanted to show up for my family to show them that I might be unbothered, but a bitch has a heart, okay? I have a heart. I give a fuck. I give a fuck more than I don't. That's a fact. So, you know, I handled other people's energy today and I was beating myself up for that. Like, Brandon, what are you going to do? And then I'm sitting at work and I'm thinking, it's fucking slow here. I could be home baking cakes. Why the fuck are you here? Okay. Cause like, why am I here? Why am I doing this? What's in it for? Like, why am I fucking here? Why did I choose this? Starting to really feel sorry for myself, even so much. I'll go so far as to say I started like kind of giving myself like symptoms of anxiety. My heart was kind of skipping and then the worry thoughts like try to creep in. And bitch, if you open the door for this shit, the floodgates, it will come pouring in. And I felt that I was flirting on the line of just fucking having a breakdown. Okay. And so I go into my beer cooler. It's cold as fuck in there. I sat down and I did some breathing and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? You're a great mom. Putting this off, it doesn't hurt anybody. And it's my main priority tomorrow. I'm going to go, you know, I flip my schedule a little bit and I'm going to wake that baby girl up after we drop her brothers off at school. And we are going to do her stuff for as long as she wants. The minute she loses interest, then I get to bake cakes and I get to make some more, you know, handcrafted chocolates. And there, you guys, I have to stick to the peanut butter and the chocolate because I need to take a class on tempering chocolate with food coloring. You know, I think I need a different, like an oil-based or water-based food coloring rather than what I have. I don't know. But anyway, start feeling sorry for myself, start beating myself up, start feeling like, why am I here? So I'm in the walk-in and I'm like, all right, let's get your shit together. Okay. What's the truth? You've got this. It's just a day. It's just some choices. And then I started celebrating my victories. Okay. There were things that happened in the day I was really fucking proud of. Number one, I worked out. That's the first thing I usually ditch off my list. I did the thing. And I felt really good about that. And I got my lashes on. I made the phone calls I needed to make. I helped Zayden with her stuff. I got the girls all set up. I got them these little things where they can FaceTime me when I'm gone. Okay, the baby's been missing me a lot. She cries at night when she goes to bed. I'm gone 3 nights a week. She goes to bed with daddy only. And it gets hard on her. So I got them these FaceTime things. And when I tell you, these little shits called me, it was a good thing I was dead because like I'm walking around and I'm hearing this like ding, ding while I'm working. And I'm like, what the fuck is that noise? I've never heard it before. And like we have doorbells on every fucking door in the restaurant. So I hear the doorbell all the time. And I'm like, is this just like a broken doorbell or something that I just couldn't figure it out. So I went and picked up. I start listening for the sound and I start trying to search for it. Right. So I'm putting it around. It leads me to my phone and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I look and it's her calling me. I had no idea that's what it sounded like. I had no idea. But these little shits figured it out on their own and they were so excited. So I had to like take calls from both of them a few times and it was sweet. This night ended up being incredible for me. So I get my shit together in the cooler. And it was after that that this couple walked in. And I promise you, there was something about that exchange of energy, being able to hold space for her because I went in the cooler and I got my shit together. And I remembered, bitch, you're not here for you. Right? Because I do go to that job knowing that I'm there to touch someone's life one way or another. And like everything worked out so great. So great. Like I got to make an impact in their life. And they paid me to do it, you guys. Like I wouldn't have made my gas money going out there had they not, you know, been completely generous financially. And I'm not saying give people your love and hugs and see them so that you can make money back, because that's not always the case. Sometimes, like I said last night, you're planting the seed and you don't know who you're affecting or when. It's not always, you know, you don't always get to see that. But God, it ended up being so great. And my girls getting to FaceTime me, like they felt like they were hot shit. They're like, you're at work right now? You know, it was just cute. It was so cute. So I stopped feeling sorry for myself and I realized, like, I'm human. Bitch, sometimes we get in our head and we think that we have it all figured out. And the truth is, no, we're still fucking human. And it made me think about, like, tonight while I'm driving home, I have a 30-minute drive and I'm thinking, what can I talk about today? Okay. And one of the guys I work with, his name is Steven. I call him Esteban. I don't even know why I started doing that, but I love the guy. He's great. One of my favorite people to work with, but he's talking about him and his friend Melissa, whom I also love. And I haven't gotten to spend as much time with her as I would have liked. But they're talking about doing a podcast. He's like, well, we're thinking about the things and we're talking about the things. And it sparked an idea in us because they heard one of my podcasts where I was like, bitch, start the podcast. If you are thinking about doing it, stop thinking. Okay. And it made me think, like, what's a really good fucking topic that we could all understand and gain some knowledge from? Like, how can I spin off on this? And the truth is, I told him, just fucking do it. Don't think about it. Download the app. Get your iPhone. Fucking record. Don't plan it. Don't try to get all organized. Don't do the things, because you put so much on your plate, you freeze the fuck up. So we're going to talk about that, bitch. We're going to talk about analysis paralysis. That's what I call it. When we're trying to think too much, plan too much, or learn too much, we fuck ourselves. I promise you, if I would have waited to do this podcast till I was ready, I still wouldn't be here. Bitch, I would not be here. I have my computer. I threw up Zoom. I have a microphone and I have my fucking AirPods in my ear. That's the magic. And it's so easy because once I'm done, I literally drag the audio. I don't do any editing on this. You hear that? If someone comes in here, I pause it. There's weird pauses. I know there's some fuckery and y'all still love me. And I love you for that. I love you for letting me be fucking human here and just get this done, because done is the new perfect. Okay. Done is better than never. Done is better than fucking regret. And every time you push something off, you're going to end up having a regret, because you don't always get the chance to have a do-over or do the things. So that's it. We become information junkies. And we have to learn to take action. This is the truth. We've never known more information. We've never had access to more information. It's fucking staggering. If you want to start a charity to save some fucking animal, there's a book. Need to know how to make $1 million. Find the person of your dreams. There are books, courses, videos, podcasts. Bitch, everything is at your fingertips. Everything. Everything. Anything you want to do, Google on YouTube. It's fucking there. Whatever you want to accomplish, there are step-by-step plans available. So then why don't we have all those things? Right? I know it was like Tony Robbins, I think, where he says that you just have to be gross. I saw the word and then I was like, oh shit, you better think of his name. This is my brain. Like 5 minutes ago, I saw the word I want to think. And then I'm thinking about Tony Robbins. I'm like, what is his name? I remember his name. So as I'm talking to you, these are the thoughts that are coming through. Today was not a microdose day. Okay. So I still have 1,000 tabs open and I'm trying to like flip through them. I also did not take my me product because I couldn't separate it 2 hours from an energy product when I had to go to work. That's what happens. There goes my squirrel brain. It's fine. My mind is complex. It is beautiful. I embrace it. It is fucking lovely. Resourceful is the word. Thank you. So Tony Robbins, I was listening to him speak at an event one time. Actually, I've seen him in person several times. He has a lot of fucking energy. Like that dude has the energy of like a 4-year-old. And I think he's like 80 years old now. or like 60 or 70. I don't know how old he is, but I'm just like blown away. I love that. I aspire to be like that. He is truly one of my first mentors where I was like, this is what I want to do. But I want to do a Brandon Lynette style, which means keeping it real and not selling myself out. I'm just going to put that out there. Resourceful. You have to be fucking resourceful. That means if you think about something, you could find it. So we're all resourceful lately, right? We can Google anything and search it up. And then what we do is we get a little into the idea and then we convince ourselves that we need to know more. So it's like all of a sudden we have to get started reading another book. Or we're going to wait for the first of the month. Or maybe we should save some more money. Or maybe I'm going to lose a little bit more weight before I join the gym. Do you see where I'm going with this? What's going to happen is it's never going to happen. Because, bitch, I'm going to tell you something. There's always going to be another book. There will always be another month, another fucking Monday, or another bill to pay. That shit happens. So I'm going to give you some tried and true strategies to learn to think less and do more. Our thoughts are fucking us up. Not only can I tell you right now that probably 75% of your time you're thinking the wrong thoughts. They are not serving you. They're not bringing you magic. You are fucking up the law of attraction. So the number one thing, there's some reality truths here too. It's not going to be fun, but I do want you to learn to think less and do more. Maybe you're not ready to journal about your thoughts and try to organize the things. Maybe you're not ready for that. So this kind of, I'm going to cover your ass here, you know? And the truth is you have to realize like nothing in your life is going to change until your behavior changes. Nothing. There's no fucking magical tipping point that occurs when your knowledge reaches a certain level. Things don't just happen because you know something. Taking action is a fucking critical step. And I'm going to call out my friend Holly right here. Okay. Holly, I know you're listening. She's like one of my girls right now. She's fucking sharing the shit out of this thing, inviting all her friends. Like she is shouting it from the rooftop. So much love and fucking thank you so much. But I'm going to tell you something. I know now of at least two little businesses, financial mountains that she is sitting on. Number one, it's the chaga mushrooms, bitch. And then I found out she is in a nail company as well. I forget what it's called. Color Street. So she got two mountains of this business. I've been spying on her for a few weeks now, and I did not know these things. Okay. So this is the thing. And a lot of you bitches that are listening are entrepreneurs, right? And I'm not going to be one of those bitches that sits here and says, oh my God, you don't have a brick and mortar business. You don't count. Because I'm going to tell you, if it wasn't for my MLM, you know, that shit some of you assholes call pyramid scheme, I wouldn't fucking be here. That's my residual income. Ask my husband how he's driving his truck right now. Ask me how I have two motorcycles in the garage. Residual income, bitches, right? Remember, we're feeding six fucking kids. All the things. So these businesses matter too, but seriously, this is what I used to think. I would buy a business and think magically I would start making money. It's like everyone in the world is going to know that Brandon Lynette sells health and wellness weight loss supplements. Like, do you know that, bitch? I don't talk about it very much, but I have talked about it. I don't talk about it enough. Not like I used to. But I guarantee if you come to my page, you can be like, fuck, she has a podcast? Because that's all I fucking talk about these days. I'm obsessed. I am obsessed. Stop sitting on your shit. Stop thinking because you signed up for a company, you're going to magically make money and you're going to think everybody, like, this person loves nails. She's going to buy my stuff. No, bitch, that's the opposite. I promise you. I have, like, 75 girls just joined a lash company. And I do support, I do 100%, like most of my shit comes from MLMs. Everything in our house are personal products, all the things to support my friends. I'm going to tell you something though. I'm fucking set on my lashes right now. I'm set. I love what I have going on. I'm set. I'm not ready to experience or branch out. So it's like you find these people that are obsessed with what they do. Maybe they do their own nails. I do that too. So I'm not in a space where I'm going to use stick-on nails. I'd be the last person to offer that to right now. You have to go for the people that you think wouldn't want to be in it. That's the magic right there, is that you have to find the right audience, you guys. But the truth is, nothing is going to happen in your business if you don't fucking take action. Just because you signed up, you're not going to be rich. And there's so many fucking toxic people out there. We need to do another MLM episode. I think we do. so many toxic uplines out there like, oh my God, you're going to make $500,000 this year. You're going to make so much money. But they don't tell you what you have to do it. They make it sound like it's easy. And they say that in the post, this is easy. Make thousands of dollars deposited right to your account. You get paid, blah, 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 all the things. No, but you have to work. You have to talk to people. And it's not like you put up a post on your page like, hey, I joined a business today, and then never fucking say anything. You have to live, eat, breathe shit and sleep all the things. That's why the fuck I share the shit out of my podcast, because I don't, if you get tired of seeing it, it's easy to unfollow me, but I promise there's someone out there that needs to see it and they will. There's no fucking magic that the world opens up just because you know something or you join something. You have to take action. It's a critical fucking step in accomplishing anything. Like, bitch, I went out to my garage today and I look at the weights and I'm like, these fuckers aren't going to lift themselves. That was literally the post on my story today. Like, they're not going to lift themselves. I have to actually take action. I have to use them. I have to use them. They're not going to jump in my arms and do all the work. Another thing that I think is important that I could definitely use some work on this, you guys. I could use some work on this. Set a schedule. So, like, maybe you want to write a telenovela. No, maybe you want to write like a big novel. You might give yourself an hour of learning time for every 8 hours of actually writing. You know what I mean? And even then, bitch, I think you should just write. You don't need to learn the things. Write the book and then go from there. Think about where you are in your development. Strive to find the effective balance of learning and doing. There's no reason to beat your head against the wall doing things that aren't working. And there's no point in learning from sunrise to sunset either. You've got to find a balance that maximizes your success. I go to these events, and this was a toxic trait of mine. I would go to these events and learn so much shit and be pumped up and fired up and like, hell yeah, my life is going to change. Everything's going to work out. I'm going to do all these things. Then you come home and you're kind of in the same environment. And then all of a sudden you don't take the action and nothing changes. But I'm smart because I know the things. I know exactly what they said. I know all the things, but I didn't do the things. I didn't do the things. And then you have to take action every day. Never allow a day to pass without doing something. Whether it's just writing one sentence or make one phone call, whatever the goal is, take one small step each day. Bitch, small actions lead to big results if you do it consistently. I'm sorry. Should I say that one more time? Because maybe like a kid was talking to you or you're getting another call because I don't think you listen really, really clearly. Small actions lead to big results if done consistently. I'm just saying one thing every fucking day, because that one day you skip, you fuck up and derail your whole energy. Notice how you avoid taking action. And when it comes time to actually doing something, what are you likely to do instead? Are you snacking, bitch? Are you on TikTok? Are you fucking taking a nap? Are you cleaning the house? How do you avoid your work? That's a toxic trait of mine, because a bitch does not clean the house. I don't, you guys. If you ask my husband, he'll be like, yeah, she's fired. She's fired. I'm not the housekeeper. I mean, I'm too pretty to clean. But that's not true. No, I do the shit, okay? I do some shit. But when I start going above and beyond and doing other shit, you know what I know? I know that's me trying to avoid something else. And my husband knows it too. Oh, this bitch is just avoiding going in her office because she's cleaning extra today. She's doing baseboards. Babe, why don't you want to go work in your office? Toxic trait of mine. Or like, I don't like doing stuff outside. And sometimes I find myself doing stuff outside, like cleaning up dog shit or, you know, mowing the grass or doing the things, especially in the summer. I hate it. You ever see me out there in the summer cleaning dog shit? You could be like, damn, she's avoiding cleaning the house. It's always something. You've got to catch yourself on that behavior. What the fuck are you avoiding? What are you avoiding? How are you avoiding it? What's your toxic habit? Because you have to call yourself out on that again. So next time you go to sit down to scroll on TikTok when you know that you should post about your business or fucking start a business or start writing your book or start your podcast, that minute you sit down, I want you to be like, bitch, you're fucking avoiding this again? Get the fuck up. Get up. David Goggins says, stop being a little bitch. And he doesn't use bitch as endearment. He uses it as you're the scum of the earth. Sometimes you might need to hear that to kind of get off your ass. My listen, bitch, is like, I fucking love you. I love you. So let's go. Be aware of your outcome. Maintain an awareness of the end result Instead of thinking about how horrible it's going to be to go to the gym, think about how great you're going to feel when you lose 25 pounds. When you could crawl out of bed without fucking crying. Instead of dreading those cold calls, instead of dreading posting or the messages or whatever it is you fucking do, think about how amazing it will be to finally quit your job or spend a week in Paris. Whatever it is, what's your outcome? People say, find your why. Find your why. Find your why. I'm not mocking that. I'm truly not. I do think that was important, but I really got hung up on it. So that's another conversation for another day. Your why should make you cry. Like all these things. No, I'm just being mean. I'm just being mean. Review your day at the end of the day. And this is something like, this is why I have a weekly goal setting journal. Brandon Lynette, Dream Big Bitches. It's on Amazon, weekly goal setting journal. I just want you to write at the end of every little fucking day, I won the fucking day. I won the fucking day. Put on a non-negotiable on that list. I want you to win the day. Measure how much you actually did. Keep it in a journal or a spreadsheet. Vow to do a little more each day. So say today you message two people. I want you to be like, bitch, I can message three people tomorrow. I could do this. Always, just every single day, just 1% better, bitch. Where are you going to be in a year? Think about that. That's your fucking outcome. Where are you in a year if you keep doing the things? And sometimes you have to stop taking the classes. Can I tell you guys, I am very firm when it comes time to knowing my clients are done. My clients are done. I don't need to keep taking their money. They have learned what they need to learn. Now they need to put in the action. I quit on them more than they ever quit on me. And I mean that in a good way. I mean, I terminate early because I'm like, bitch, you know these things. You get it now. You are in the step of taking action. So let's move through the reasons you're not taking the action. What's the real habit? Hey, baby, I need you to go get the cat or put the dogs in the kennel. I forgot to mute, bitch. I'm not even going to apologize. My son is in here playing video games. I told him he could stay up later if he cleaned the kitchen. So that was my, he got another hour of video game time. So, but sometimes you have to stop trying to learn new shit. Don't allow yourself to learn anything new until you've reached a milestone. Like that could be your reward, right? You can learn something new when you get X amount of money in your account. Maybe it's like writing 20 pages or getting one client or earning $1,000. And you don't have to worry about how you're going to juggle. Like, you don't have to worry about how you're going to juggle 20 clients if you don't even have one yet. And this is everybody that gets into business or starts the thing. They're like, oh my God, but what happens if this happens? Bitch, nothing happens because you're not doing shit. You're so worried about what's going to come. You're so worried about how to do the things. You're so worried about how to look perfect. You're so worried about like everything you have to know. And I want this podcast to be something people can look back on and be like, bitch, she didn't know shit and she fucking did it anyway. You're seeing this, the messiest part of this. And guess what? Someday I'm probably going to have high tech shit and I'll probably pay people to edit and all the things. You're going to be like, damn, I remember when she was just in her office fucking ghettoed out. Like she didn't give a fuck. She just told her son to get up and go take out the dogs. No fucking filter, no editing, no anything. I want you guys to see that because starting is what is important. I'm taking fucking action and I'm riding the momentum. I'm not worried about where the fuck it goes or worried about like, when should I hire an editor or what should I do? Bitch, I'm not charging you for this podcast right now. Okay. I'm not charging you and you're getting some fire shit. You're getting fire shit. I feel it because I'm delivering it and I hear your feedback. Here we are. I'm not charging you. All you have to do is share it and tell your friends and tell strangers. Probably start telling strangers too. Like you look at someone, I want you to be like, they would never love her podcast. That's who I want you to say, listen to the podcast. If you see someone, you're like, oh my God, they would love it. That bitch is probably not for me. But anyone you think is not going to love it, I promise those are the ones that love it. It's so great. I am having the best fucking time. I am on like cloud nine tonight. You guys have no idea. This is like what turned It was just a weird day and I turned it into something beautiful. That's the part of like having fun and give yourself a fucking break. You are not perfect. I let mommy guilt creep in. I let family guilt creep in. I let the demands of a project creep in and the stress of like, was it really smart to take a job outside of the home? It's pretty selfish. It's pretty selfish and I don't apologize. Because I needed to leave the house today. Like, mom, 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 mom. I fucking love these babies, but mom, I still need a breather. Like, let me just miss them. I just need to miss them for 5 minutes. And as soon as I leave the house, I do miss them already. It's terrible. But the point is, bitch, there's a time to focus on learning. There's a time to focus on doing. And most of us spend too much time and energy gathering new information or trying to perfect the thing or trying to know everything or trying to feel like we're waiting for the sign or the right time. We never push it to good use. You accomplish more by doing more. And maybe that thing you want to do isn't even the thing for you, but you'll never know if you don't try, and you're going to waste all your time just thinking about it. I'm just thinking about it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And you finally do it and you're like, oh, fuck, that wasn't even for me. So then you got to move on to the next thing, but you wasted time. You could have been so much closer to your thing, bitch. What's your thing? What is your thing? I'm asking you. I'm asking you wholeheartedly because, bitch, I found my thing. This is my thing. Are you kidding me? This is like the greatest. This is just so great. God, I love you guys. You already know everything you need to know. You can accomplish a lot. And there's always going to be a time to acquire more information when necessary. I promise. Until that time, bitch, I want you to focus on taking consistent action. Do something today. Do something today. And then I want you to come into my Facebook group. Listen, bitch. And I want you to share it. I want you to share the thing you did. The thing you took action on that you've been sleeping on, the thing you know you needed to be doing, but you didn't. I want to fucking know. I love you guys. Make sure you guys are in that Facebook group. I know it's growing rapidly. I did an intro video today. I went live and said hello because I have so many new faces in there. But I want to know you guys too. This doesn't have to be like a one-sided relationship, okay? You guys can use me, bitch. Use me. But I'm looking for some topics for the rest of this week, for next week. I'm like winging this shit. I just like pull out shit out of the day and, you know, let's be useful. Let's like gear this towards like action. Unless you guys are still mad at me about the relationship podcast. And I don't know. I'm sorry about that. I was considering doing it tonight. I truly was because I had someone come in. I just met her. I met a new friend and probably a new business contact. I'm going to need to utilize her down the road. So it was great to connect and to, you know, be social, all the things, like collect the information, share information, because I guarantee I'm going to be calling her down the road. But, you know, she came in not having the greatest time with her relationship, and it brought up some things that I think we do need to talk about. So I guess if no one gives me a topic, that's what we'll roll with. That's what we're going to roll with for your Friday morning, bitch. But yeah, anyway, all right, I'm going to bed. I love you guys. I can't wait to hear what the fuck you're going to do today, because you're going to take action on something and then you're going to celebrate. Cause every little thing, I don't give a fuck if you're like, you know what? I wrote the title for my book, bitch, celebrate that shit. Let us love on you. Come into my group, all the things. I need to start getting this shit active on Instagram so that you guys can start commenting on there and sharing that and tagging me in your stories and shit. I want to know what you're doing to take action today. As of now, tag me in Facebook. I think I'll get it. Their notifications are wonky, so I never want you to take it personal if you don't hear from me. Just be like, bitch, I've been waiting a hot minute for you to recognize that I'm here. Other than that, I love you guys. Have a great night, day, whatever the fuck it is for you. I'm going to bed, bitch.